Today on the Conservative Asian Podcast, 3 shootings in less than 10 days spurs renewed controversy that Hawaii is supposed to be gun-free. What a bunch of idiots. All this and more on the Conservative Asian Podcast. All right, so very shocking, I guess. I don't know who or what or why somebody would be surprised at the level of crime here in Hawaii. So over the past week and a half or so, we've had 3 shooting deaths here on Oahu. One out in Waianae, one in Tantalus, and one other one. I was going to say Waipahu. I'm pretty sure that's right. Yeah, one of the concerning things, I suppose, right, is that, two of the 3 shootings involved teenagers. And one of the craziest things is that people think that by getting rid of guns, that that's going to solve the shooting problem with criminals. Now, I'm not too sure with COVID how many people have been brain damaged, but this has been a talking point for a very long time, that if we just got rid of all guns, we wouldn't have this problem, which is a lie, which is 100% a lie. According to the law here in Hawaii, you must be 21 years old in order to purchase a firearm legally. Now, there's a caveat there, the word legally. So, for the average law-abiding citizen like yours truly, in order for me to purchase a firearm, I had to take, especially a handgun for some dumb reason, okay? I had to take a gun safety class, right? I had to take a gun safety class. I had to be certified. I had to pass that class. We did a presentation. We did a test. We did live fire training. Also that by the end of that class, I could say, yes, I am allowed to carry a firearm because I passed the class. And then it is up to me as a responsible gun owner, and there's the key word there, responsible, to understand that, number one, it is on me to make sure that my gun is secured and cannot be stolen. Number two, that I practice gun safety protocols every single time I decide to fire my gun. And keep in mind, here in Hawaii, there's only one place you can go, and that's the gun range. And that's it. Okay? I have the responsibility to keep that firearm safe in my home, so that it cannot be broken into, it cannot be stolen, it cannot be any number of those things. Period. And yet somehow, people still think that if we had just a little bit more gun, just get rid of all the guns, like that's magically going to stop gun violence here in Hawaii? That's magically going to stop criminals from somehow illegally obtaining firearms? That is the stupidest thing ever. Because obviously, what are you going to do? I think all 3 people turned themselves in those different shooting episodes. They all turned themselves in, I think. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen to them? Really? Here in Hawaii, what's going to happen to them? Okay. What, are they going to rat out how they got the gun? Are you going to go after the gun owner, which you're supposed to, technically, in this situation? Oh, there isn't a gun owner because it's an unregistered gun? Oh, how did it get here then? I know for a fact that every place that sells guns, they understand that Hawaii is bullcrap. They understand that very well. And so they go through the most regulated process in order for you to obtain a gun, a handgun, long gun, doesn't matter. In fact, the long gun is the easiest one. You know, there's no limit either. You can get one permit and purchase a whole bunch of long guns. But for every handgun that you purchase, you need its own separate permit, which is by far the stupidest thing. But it's the stupidest thing because guess what guns they were shot with, allegedly? Just with handguns. Wasn't some kind of rifle. Wasn't some kind of long gun. No, just a handgun. So how's all that regulation working out for you? Tell you what. Any politician that has a security detail, like Mussolini Blangiardi, who came out and said that we need stricter gun laws here in Hawaii, which is the most stupidest thing ever. Tell you what, Blangiardi, get rid of your... Tell you what, you can take your security, but give them tasers only. No. In fact, just give them mace and a knife. Oh, no. In fact, just give them the little, that little sound alarm that alerts people that's supposed to, quote-unquote, scare off the criminal when the alarm goes off. You know what? How's about that? That's a good idea. Don't talk about gun control when you have your own security detail strapped. You pathetic piece of garbage. And any lawmaker out there, any prosecutor out there who demands or who has HPD or private security or anything like that, take away their gun. I mean it. Have them protect you without their gun. See how many of those people are going to protect you without a firearm of some kind. Do you know why? Because a threat is a threat. And in the moment, in the less than 1 second decision making that's happening, all you know is somebody's going to attack you and your life is in danger. So whose life is it going to be? Yours or theirs? And I'm pretty sure that every single person out there isn't going to be like, oh yeah, I'll get attacked. Oh yeah, that's fine. Oh yeah, at least, oh yeah, oh here, take my things, because that's not important. At least I'm still alive. How do you know that? What if he kills you? What if he does unspeakable things to you? Are you going to think to yourself, oh, it's okay, it's just nothing, oh, I'm still alive? That has to be one of the stupidest arguments in the... That's as stupid as AOC. That's how stupid we're talking about. That's as stupid as Joe Biden. No. Okay? No. The only thing that's going to happen, or that should happen, is that you release the restrictions on gun ownership. Because I'm telling you right now, I am absolutely for private gun ownership. Not only that, I am also in favor of open carry. Or, more importantly, I'm for concealed carry. If we can't get concealed carry, I'm for open carry. People need to understand, for example, like during COVID or in 2021 or so, we had a string of violence against the elderly. Like almost every single week, there was a story, a news report about an elderly kupuna, as they say, getting attacked, getting robbed. And everyone's like, oh, how terrible. Oh, no. Oh, dear. When the solution is real simple. If, and this is just one scenario. If our elderly had means of protecting themselves, they would not be victims. And what do I mean by that? I don't mean mace. I don't mean a taser. I don't mean that kind of bullcrap. I mean that they should have not only the right, but the ability to defend till the death their personal sanctity. I guarantee if those elderly people, the little grandmas, I guarantee if they were strapped with something like a, you know, a small caliber pistol, a revolver of some kind, because they make them small, they make them easy to handle, easy to carry, easy to hold, easy to fire without a lot of strain because, you know, elderly. I guarantee a lot less of them would be attacked. Wouldn't you think so? If you were a criminal and you weren't sure if little old grandma was carrying a piece, and you weren't? Now, of course, let's play devil's advocate here, because I can already hear, what if they steal her gun? What if they steal her gun? What if she gets shot? What's to say that grandma or grandpa wouldn't have gotten hurt regardless? What's to say that the criminal wouldn't also harm them to the point of death? I don't know about you, but I would rather that law-abiding citizens, especially our elderly, especially here in Hawaii, where we have a culture of respecting our elders the utmost, because we're a mixture of cultures that revere our elderly, from the Hawaiian culture to the Asian culture. Wouldn't you think that would be better? Now, I'm not saying that we should all go out there and just start being vigilantes and start shooting people. That's freaking stupid too. And that's the argument that's also being presented as well. Oh, if everybody has a gun, then everyone's going to shoot themselves or shoot each other. That is also a talking point of the ignorant, of the stupid, because that's not true either. No, that's dumb. Okay? Who, especially in a place of concealed carry where you just don't know, what makes you think that you would get away? Really? I remember 2018, I think, 20-something about when they started to propose, not here, but on the mainland, they started to propose teachers having firearms in case there's an active shooter. Now, at the time, it was a big uproar because all the teachers, oh yeah, I'm a teacher, I'm supposed to love the kids. Shut up. I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm not saying that shooting somebody is not going to leave some large psychological scars or anything like that. That needs an intense amount of therapy. Hopefully some kind of recovery plan. Look, if it meant the difference between saving the entire school I'm pretty sure that decision is easy. I even said I'd volunteer for that position. I'd volunteer. I'd tell every 6 months, requalify, recertify. Every 6 months, go through mental health in order to keep that there at the school and be that person for the school. I said it. I said it, and I still 100% believe that, if that were the case. If that were the case. Right? Because, again, what people need to understand is, while, yes, something like that, the end result, no matter what, is going to be terrible. But that kid is no longer a kid. That is an active threat. And that sounds cold. That sounds, some of you may disagree. But that's the reality. Right? And so again, when we're talking about having guns and, oh, how come these kids got guns? They're strict gun laws. No. I mean, we should have strict laws in the case of, which we already do here in Hawaii, by the way, that the person who owns the firearm is responsible. Not just, I mean, twofold, right? We already have that here in Hawaii. The main thing that politicians have never been able to answer is how many criminals follow the law. That's it. That's all you got to ask them. How many criminals follow the law? And you know it's a catch-22 because I used the categorical term criminal, which is the antithesis to law. There is no answer because they don't have one. So, again, what you do have as a law-abiding citizen is the right to protect yourself, your property, your loved ones. Right? You have that. You have that. That's why I was hoping that this year they would solidify castle law, basically, which allows you to defend yourself on your property in case an intruder comes in up to the point of death. Right? It's beyond ignorant. The only way this is going to change is that you allow people to arm themselves. The part of the reason why people are so afraid is because of the lack of understanding and education here. Because you, the leaders, the upper echelon, the elites, think that you don't need a gun. And so they've played into your psyche. Guns are scary. Guns are scary. Guns are scary. And there's nothing you can do about it because guns are scary. Look, here's the reality. Guns are scary. Guns are lethal. Guns are designed for killing. Whether that's in war, whether that's hunting, right? The main purpose of the gun is to basically end life. So, with that immense weight and responsibility, needs to have equal, if not more, education, learning, opportunity, and practice. I'm telling you guys, when we went to Missouri, firing those guns for the first time, it's scary. It's scary because I know in my head, this could kill somebody. We're at a range. We're safe. Everything. Just like in our recent experience I talked about on the show too, went to the gun safety class. It's scary. Even the prop gun that we use to practice to dry fire, just to get used to the motion and how to handle and where do our hands go and our fingers go. Like, even that was intimidating. I know it's not real. I know it's dummy rounds in my head. But looking at it, feeling it, holding it, right, going through the motion, all of it made it seem very, very real. Right? And only after being under the tutelage of instructors, only after being at the range, only after following directions very, very closely, because I don't want to screw this up. Because me screwing this up, any lapse of judgment could result in somebody getting hurt or killed. That's a lot of pressure. But repeated attempts, repeated tries, practicing, you know, it's a lot more comfortable. Right? By the end of the session, by the end of the class, it was pretty comfortable. It felt nice. It felt good. It didn't, in the back of my brain, it didn't erase the fact that this is a huge responsibility. But it did eliminate that irrational kind of fear. And having training and responsibility take over made it that much better. And that's what we need. That's exactly what we need. This has been the Conservative Asian Podcast, and we'll catch you guys next time.